shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. We're rocking out. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host today, as usual, and we're sponsored by North State Consultants. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our all-around great guy and producer and all-around good guy.
Just good. All-around good guy.
Morning, Mike. Mark,
good morning.
I screwed up my intro for him, and he screwed up his intro for me.
It must be the rodeo parade coming up that's got you guys all riled up.
Anyway.
It couldn't have anything to do with what's going on in Washington.
Nah.
Anyway, today is May 18th, 2013, and it's Armed Services Day.
Yes, it is.
Which is quite interesting. So have you got any veterans?
Well,
events?
Of course. We are having a barbecue and a ceremony up at Siskiyou County Fairgrounds for Armed Forces Day.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
so good. That would be really good. And we got other things coming up, of course, because Memorial Day is right around the corner.
There you have it.
Yeah, so May 27th, of course, at the Reading Tea Party, we will be doing a rally at 5 p.m. and then a potluck at 6 p.m.
That's for Memorial Day.
That's for Memorial Day, yeah. And then also we have Memorial Day ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery at 5:55. So you can go to that. Also on the 27th, there's a Wounded Warrior Project barbecue at Caldwell Park. And it's a little unique. What they're doing is you bring your barbecuer and briquettes or your gas. They supply the meat and everything. There'll be some recipes and a bucket. You draw it out and see how good you are at making that recipe. So.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, with that, I guess we'll do our first quote, which kind of feathers right into our first story. The first quote is, "There is no vaccine against stupidity." That's Albert Einstein. And so what we have here in our first quote, or after our first quote, is, you know, I've got a bunch of stories. I mean, this week was, you talk about, you know, news. I mean,
three strikes and...
Before we get into that, Rally Sally is on the line with another announcement.
Okay, very good. Are you on there?
Good morning. Yes, I just wanted to make a quick announcement to all your listeners to let them know that there is going to be a nationwide rally against the IRS and what they are doing to citizens of the United States with their taxes. And we're going to have it this Tuesday on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop. Between 4 and 6 p.m. so people can come if they work. And we're going to be there with our flags and signs. So I invite people to come on out and join us to protest what the IRS is doing to the Tea Parties, because if they can do it to the Tea Parties, they can do it to just about anybody.
Yeah, it seems like they have been doing it to just about everybody, unless you're left-leaning progressive, then you get a pass, or you're Islamic. I got a couple of stories on that. Now that's Monday, right?
No, that's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And that's going national wide, isn't it? Sally?
Yes.
And controversies and scandals that, you know, it's hard to remember everything these days.
Well, I do know that we will be having a breakout group on alternative medicine, home remedies.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Arendelle, that's great.
Yes, we will. So I do know that, but the rest of it, maybe you can let us know.
I will.
Cool. All right.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Sally. Okay, very good. With
the, did I hear her say Airedale is going to be at the Tea Party meeting with the breakout group?
Correct.
Yes, he is.
Yep. Oh, that's great. He now hosts Healing Through Nature, he and his wife Peggy, every Sunday here on KCNR from 1 to 2.
Very good.
Shameless plug there.
Shameless. It was shameless. Yes, I agree.
We're in rare fair.
Susan Rice in line to be the next national security advisor.
Oh, really?
Now, I didn't hear anybody talk about that this week. Now, here's the gal that goes in front of the United Nations and tells everybody it's a video problem in Benghazi, you know, directly, you know, getting her marching orders, in my opinion, from either the State Department or the White House.
So I guess this is kind of like when you do bad, you get promoted.
It depends on what your definition of bad is. This honest or they got put right through.
Yeah, what was it? 32 days.
So it's just ridiculous. So this goes on to talk about, you know, the possibility, can it be true that she's now in line for the National Security Council, so security advisor to replace Tom Donilon. A source says it's definitely happening. She is sure to, you know, a source who recently told, spoke with Rice, told the article writer here of the cable, she is sure she is coming and so to her husband and closest and friends. So in other words, it sounds like she's locked in for a promotion. So you go, you lie about everything, you do what you're told, and you get locked in for a promotion. That seems to be the way of Washington.
I'm sure that, and she'll get an increase in pay. You know, what was it she's made last year, like $200,000 or something?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's so corrupt in Washington that it's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, there's...
It's pretty deep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at another story here. Maybe we'll go to a break first before we go to this story, and then we'll come back and we'll cover this. The title of this one is New York Times, Obama Administration Knew of IRS Scandal 5 months Before the Election.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Oh, in a little while from now, I'm not feeling any less sad. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up." No point in us remaining. May as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress.
Dr. Seeger Beattie and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mix is suitable for all lifestyles and family. 1653 for more information.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
And I said I didn't like the way he got things done, sleeping on the job.
Yep, sleeping on the job. Just bad service down there at the IRS, that's all. No targeting, yeah, nobody's...
Just bad customer service. Just a couple people were involved in
bad
that.
Bad customer
just
service, nobody knew at the top.
The best line of all was, there was no partisanship involved.
None.
It's like, Mikey, I never wanted this for you. it's like everybody protect the Godfather. Unbelievable. But before we go get to that story I was talking about, I do have a another article here, and this is from the WordPress.com. Creeping Sharia is the title of it. Basically, the attorney on this is posted on March 17th of 2013 by Creeping. And attorney, every single application of a Muslim nonprofit has flown through the IRS with less scrutiny. So I think you just need to, instead of calling yourself a tea party, you just need to call yourself the camel jockey party, or how about the
anything else but
Arab Spring Tea Party. Yeah, you just go
crazy.
Right through.
Yeah, there was one corporation, and I don't remember which the name of it, but they had Tea Party or something in their name, and they couldn't get it to go through like for a year, and they changed it to Green
Solyndra
or something, yeah. And went through like in 30 days. I mean.
Yeah, no partisanship there. You know what? We could like send in an application and really throw them a curve and do patriotic Muslim.
Then what do they do, huh?
Tea Party Muslim. You know, they wouldn't know what to do. They'd have to create a whole new separate file.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm
looking at a headline here that Obama's brother, you know, got put through in 34 days for his nonprofit.
Yeah, no partisanship there. Nothing to see, folks. Move right along.
And our next exhibit is?
Yeah, you can't even make this stuff up. You know, it's like, really? So, you know, I've got a story here. This is from the National Review Online. And this is something very interesting that hasn't been brought up at the hearings yet. There's a 10 of, evidently there's the 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. phone call that was between Clinton and Obama discussing Benghazi.
And this 10 o'clock phone call happened on what day?
The day of Benghazi.
Oh.
That would be September 11th.
That would be September 11th. You know, and this is by Andrew C. McCarthy. And, you know, he's asking the question, what did they say? You know, let's see. There's an embassy kind of going awry. You know, people are, you know, begging for help, burning and, you know, it's just a video thing.
And they didn't know anything about it.
And they didn't know anything. It's like, you know, I went down and had a brain scan, and, you know, they didn't find nothing. That's what these guys, it's like everything is, you know, oh, I know nothing. I don't recall. I don't, I wasn't involved in that. I didn't know about it.
I didn't know nothing about it.
That's right. Until the press said, I didn't know. Until I'm the head of the free world, the most powerful man in the world. I didn't find out about it until they told me it was in the paper.
Yep.
Really?
Well, yeah. Let's see. So if you didn't, you probably shouldn't be holding office. And if you did and didn't do anything about it, guess what? You probably shouldn't be holding office either.
So going back to this article, you know, why aren't we focusing on this phone call a little bit here? Because, you know, if I was investigating Benghazi, Mr. McCarthy saying, I'd be honing in on that 10 p.m. phone call. That's the one between President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's the one that needs some, you know, that's gotten close to zero attention and needs some look, you know, somebody to look at it. Benghazi is not a scandal because Ambassador Susan Rice at the State Department, by the way, who's probably going to get
Right. It's getting promoted.
And you know, it's not about the, and the talking points. The scandal is about Rice and about the, you know, what the talking points were intended to accomplish. I mean, you know, what did they try to do with the talking points? They twisted them around so they didn't say what they said before, and nobody was involved in that. And if you listen to, you know, Sergeant Carney, the guy's a clown.
Mm-hmm.
He's a total clown. What does he say? He goes, there's no scandal. It's a Republican conspiracy. There's nothing happening.
Not at all.
No. I mean, really? No. So,
every different level.
So the point of this article is that basically, why isn't anybody talking about this phone call between Obama and Clinton? You know, these guys have been, you know, they're the capo de capas. I mean, aren't they the head guys? And shouldn't they be talking? And if they did talk, what did they talk about?
That's interesting.
Yeah, so they just Hillary just called Obama the night that the embassy's being blown up and our ambassador being killed, and just says, "Hey, what's going on for tomorrow? Another game of golf?"
Unbelievable. But it makes you wonder, because now we got the IRS scandal. Not that that's any, I don't, you know, less, so to speak, but take our focus off Benghazi so we don't ask questions and bring forth more information on Benghazi at the same time.
Well, I don't know. We've got a lot of things going on here. Here's another thing that seems to have slipped through the mainstream media. And this is from politicite.com. Politicite, I guess, is how you would pronounce it. And it's titled, "Retired Four-Star Admiral Blows Whistle on Benghazi New Evidence." This is by Doc Vega. And evidently there's a retired four-star general who's saying that this whole story is something that he's saying that this was a plot to kidnap the ambassador, and it got out of hand because they thought they were being double-crossed, so they started killing everybody. And then, you know, this was going to be session of negotiations for the trade with the blind sheik, and it's like, for, you know, let's have an October surprise before the election to show what a hero I am, like Bin Laden. So, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just totally insane. I mean.
Yeah. So we got Terry on the line. Hi, Terry. How you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
The fun never stops.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. Hey, Mark, good job this morning. It's nice to hear some of the things that you're bringing up here that just aren't out there in the mainstream media. Can you elaborate a little bit more about this Rice appointment? That's insane.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, let's go back here where I was at. And
That's amazing to me. I mean, it seems like, and you guys hit the nail on the head, I mean, the more that these people fly in the face of our freedom, the more that these people try to take away our rights, the more these people try to turn us into a communist, totalitarian nation, the more bonuses they get and the more they get promoted. This is, man, if you're not outraged and you're sitting out there, then there's something wrong with you.
Well, what we'll do is we'll try to follow up on that story and see if that actually happens, Terry.
Okay,
because
that'd be fabulous.
Yeah,
and one other quick thing, too,
sure.
You know. When people are sitting back and doing nothing, and I know, Mark, you're always telling people to get their butts off the couch, and you're right. I'd probably use a different word than butt, but I don't think I can do that on the radio.
you know,
go ahead. It really is time for people to start waking up, because doing nothing is worse than doing nothing. It's allowing us to be enslaved by a government that wants to do that.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not just us. This is going to go to our children and our grandchildren. They're the ones that are really going to be enslaved.
Yeah, you know what I find suspicious is that all of a sudden it's about tyranny now. You know, before it was you guys are just right-wing nut jobs. Get out the tinfoil hat. There's nothing going on here. And now all of a sudden, you know, it actually comes out that these guys are targeting people, and, you know, the Gestapo type tactics where they, don't let you, you know, squash your freedom of speech so you can't get your message out to in the public, and so there's no political discourse, and that's what this is all about. And then pretty soon what you've got is you've got just like you had in Germany, where nobody can talk back against the Führer.
Yeah, you're a million percent right, Mark. I mean, you know, that's the thing, and again, thanks a lot for bringing out some of those you know, those things that aren't in the mainstream news. Although those scandals that are going on are pretty interesting, and I know you've got a lot of good background on them, so I'm going to get off here and listen.
Yeah, I got more, so stay tuned here.
All right, okay, thanks guys. For calling in, Terry. Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so what we have on the next thing here is, let's talk about this, story that we, before the break, we were talking about. Obama administration knew of IRS scandal 5 months before the election. Now this is, from the New York Times. Okay. I'm looking at Breitbart, but this was printed out of the New York Times. In no uncertain terms and with no hedging, the New York Times reports that the Obama administration was aware of the fact that the IRS was targeting Tea Party groups as far back as June of 2012. The Treasury Department, Treasury Inspector General, the TIGA, which they refer to, confirmed that he told senior Treasury officials in June of 2012 of 5 full months before the election day. So let me get this straight.
I knew nothing.
I know nothing.
Really?
You must watch them and watch them and watch them. You know, yeah. I mean, so they didn't know anything, and it was everybody else, and it was a bunch of low-level guys that, you know, and I didn't
only in Cincinnati, remember?
Yeah.
But we also know that it went, like, some paperwork went, like, to 3 or 4 different places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cincinnati was just one stop.
Yeah, the paperwork that I seen went from Kentucky to Cincinnati to Washington D.C.
and then California.
back to Laguna Niguel. But it's only 2 rogue agents in Cincinnati who didn't do what they were told, and they were really. So have you ever worked at a government agency? Do people just do things out of the blue? Hey, I've got an idea. Let's just put all of the Tea Party in a stack over here. And
you don't take a coffee break without somebody signing off on it.
Yeah,
trust me.
Yeah. Oh, I got an idea. We'll just put all the Tea Party and anything that says patriot or conservative or anything that has anything to do with conservative viewpoints into a pile over here for efficiency's sake.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't just the Tea Party. Remember Billy Graham's son got targeted too then.
Yeah. Oh, religion, Jewish, yeah. You know, they'll give us a promotion because if we do this and we're more efficient and we give all of the Muslim, applications a pass, that they'll love us.
Yeah. I'll get transferred and get promoted.
I'll probably become national security advisor at some point.
No comment on that one.
You know,
you ever notice how they make these kind of appointments when everybody's distracted with all of the other things going on in the news?
Yeah, it's, you know, this whole thing reminds me of, you know, like this hearing thing of Frank Costello or Lucky Luciano at a congressional hearing when they ask him a pointed question. Were you involved in that, sir? And he says, hold on, I got to talk to my attorney. No, sir, I don't recall.
I can't remember.
I don't recall, sir. So that's what we got going here. I mean, we got this clown yesterday. What's his name? The head of the IRS,
Steve Miller.
Steve Miller. I guess that's an easy name to remember. You know, we got him saying, "I didn't know nothing," and it's all about bad service and. You know, I did talk to
that individual, but I don't remember what we said, what the answer was.
So I guess the New York Times is completely out of whack here. You know, they say we still don't know for sure that the president knew or when he knew. So let me see if I got this straight. So you've got all of the Senate Democrats and the congressional Democrats saying we have to go after those Tea Party guys. They're terrorists. They're AstroTurf.
They're racists.
And Obama doesn't know anything about it when the report comes back because I guess you can't read reports when you're on the golf course.
Oh, you probably can. Or playing basketball.
Or playing basketball or going on lavish vacations because that's a real problem.
Or if you're campaigning. Now remember, if you're campaigning, you can't do that.
I just got the projections. I don't have it in front of me of their vacationing over the summer coming up. It's going to be $1 billion, folks.
Unbelievable.
That's a B with a billion. $1 billion so that, you know, I mean, the only thing they're trying to do is they're trying to party, you know, till the cows come home here because they know that the chickens are coming home to roost too. And so, you know, So anyway, I got some.
I mean, what's it going to take, folks? I mean, it's one thing after another after another.
And you guys aren't even concerned about this at all. Let's not be worried about this.
I mean, we're past three strikes.
Bush did the same thing. Really? You know, I'm so tired of hearing that stupid crap. You know, it's like my grandpa used to tell me, you know something, son? Two wrongs don't make a right. So if Bush did it, somehow that justifies me doing it. If Bush suspended our constitutional rights, well, it's okay for Obama to do that.
By the way, these are the same people who scream bloody murder about Bush doing it.
Yeah, but when Obama does it, it's like, hey, man, he's a bro.
Life is good. Just give me my entitlements and I'll go away.
He shoots good hoop. Okay. What? You know, so let's go to a break. And I have a bunch more stories when we come back.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Sunday on We the People, Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward welcome special guest Chris Ann Hall.
It's a matter of history, and what I hope to do tonight is arm you with the foundational truth as to why the Constitution is not a living, breathing document, so that you will be proper soldiers in the defense of our liberty.
Chris Ann Hall is the attorney and former prosecutor who was fired for teaching the Constitution to Tea Party groups.
We have taught the wrong things for so long that we do not understand that liberty and freedom are not synonymous. I am free to do whatever is right in my own mind, regardless of how that affects you. Does that sound like a nation you want to live in? That's anarchy. Liberty is freedom plus morality. The only way government retains its power is to divide and separate its people. Class war, race war.
Get a crash course on our constitutional history with Chris Ann Hall this week. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR. The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
I went down, down, down. Yeah, we can only hope. Yeah, in fact, we don't even have to hope. We already know there's a ring of fire in somebody's future at some point.
Yes, there is. I believe we have a caller on the line. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing this morning, sir?
Just fine. Just getting ready. We're going to do a mission today over in Weaverville. So
were just getting ready to suit up and cross over the mountain. And but anyway, the reason I called was the name of our group, of course, is Patriot Guard Riders. And we've been putting in for our 501(c) for nearly 2 years and getting all the runarounds. And I've got some good guys working on it. One was, he's a bank major person in charge of the Western United States and one of the major banks.
Oh, there you go.
People know what they're doing.
Sure.
And no success with our application. And then all of a sudden, all of this media hits, and we got our approval yesterday.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It doesn't.
What a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter if you know what you're doing in a environment where they target you, so you can't get it put through.
Yeah, I know.
So how long was it before yesterday that it was taken?
We've had it. It's over a year and a half. We're trying to be, you know, as straight up as we can, and with the donations and so forth, and responsible and. And no success at all. And finally, like out of the blue, it came through. The approval came through yesterday.
Yeah, that should be happening quite a bit more, I think. There's been a lot of pressure put to bear on these guys from, you know, the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow and his crew, and quite a few other attorneys with the Tea Party Patriots. Yeah, they're starting to bring their guns to bear on these guys, and they're starting to fold because they got some real problems. I mean, I got a poll here in front of me that says 57% of the voters want IRS offenders jailed or fired. This is a Rasmussen poll. So, you know, people are getting a little ticked off about this crap. You know, I mean, you try to do something for the community and be treated the same as, I don't know, the Muslim Brotherhood or something. And what do you get? These guys slam the door in your face.
Yeah. Well, if we would have known this in advance, we would have changed our name to something like Arab Riders in the Sky or something.
That's a good one. Yeah, the Green Arab Spring.
Yeah. Well, I got to put on my motorcycle boots and go mount up. So.
All right, very good, Jeff.
All right, well, thank you for calling in. You too.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
So this is an actual poll from Rasmussen. I'm going to say Rasputin, but that's not quite it. He's some Russian guy that used to poison people. But, Rasmussen. Maybe they're related. I don't know. But, you know, this is 57% of the voters think the IRS targeting of Tea Party and conservative organization is politically motivated. No. I mean, come on. You guys.
What was your first clue?
I mean, just. Common sense. And then, you know, it says only 16% of the voters believe that targeting was coincidental. So 16% thought, oh, it's just a coincidence, you know? Really? What I want to know is what the other one, well, I don't know what's left over, but those guys don't even think. You know?
84%?
Yeah, well, they got 57, oh, and then no, you got 16, you. So what's that? That's 67 plus 6 is, you know, 70 what? And so there's like 20-something odd percent that are out there, and hey, man, what day is it?
Well, we know that goes on.
Where's my car, dude? So that's what we have. You know, we have guys that don't have a clue. No.
Well, you know, this should open people's eyes that it's just not happening with the IRS at the nonprofit level, but across the board with them. I mean.
Oh, the IRS would never do anything wrong. What are you talking about? It's all about bad service. They're incompetent. That makes does that make you feel better?
Sure.
Incompetent, bad service.
And let's see, maybe they should be audited.
Maybe they should be abolished.
You know, that too.
I got another.
After we expose them.
I got another line here. This is from the Barracuda Brigade. This is, Sarah Palin's website for a 2016 run at the presidency, I think. And so this is the Barracuda Brigade blogspot.com. And they say this is huge. Obama's IRS asked Tea Party groups for back-end access to their website. Now, does anybody know what back-end access to their website is? Do you know what that is, Bob?
Is that like trying to defeat the Record Searchlight's subscription wall?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So in other words, the IRS wants this particular Tea Party group's access to their website so they can see everything that they're doing, who they're talking to, what their conversations are about.
All right. And with that, I think we have a caller on the line. BC in Reading, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I surely am.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing fine. What I'm wondering, how come there hasn't been more outrage and out wanting to change? Now is the time to change, get this tax structure changed to a fair or flat tax or a credible tax that's fair. And there's, I mean, they came up, you got 90,000 people working there, and it's so out of control. No matter what happens, they'll never be able to rein in everything.
Well, like, you know, I totally agree with you, but here's the problem is that we need to go back to the original Constitution, which there was no income tax, and it was a tax that was supposed to be apportioned among the states. Ever since 100 years has passed since we got the income tax, prior to 1913, there was no income tax. It was actually unconstitutional, and we had plenty of money to run the government because we didn't have a huge, bloated, bearing bureaucracy that we don't even know how many departments it has in it, and that's the problem. So what we've got to do is we've got to go back to the original Constitution, because the problem with a flat tax is that if you're not careful here, you'll end up with a flat tax on top of everything else, and they can keep raising it, and there's no restrictions and so forth, whereas if it's apportioned among the states, then you have much more control, and it's evenly distributed, and that's part of the problem.
If they would repeal the 14th and get rid of that, then they could do a flat tax.
I just think that we should go back to the original Constitution. I think that worked well. It was working well. We repealed that, and we've had nothing but problems ever since. So the Founding Fathers said that income tax, you should never have an income tax, and I believe that. But
Here's the ripest time they're ever going to get to have a change in something, if you can get legislatures to figure it out.
I agree.
Thanks for calling in.
See, I believe that when 1913 happened and that the income tax was passed, it was also passed in conjunction, and it was kind of slipped through the legislature, you know, in the middle of the night on, Christmas Eve. That was passed in conjunction with the Federal Reserve Act. My contention is that the only reason that you have an income tax is to be a collection agent for the bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, because now you have a debt-based system as it has evolved into, with no backing, no gold or monetary value. It's actually backed by debt, not actual money.
Not the real money.
So that's what it's become, is essentially is an arm for collecting on the to pay the interest on the debt for the bankers who in the house that Beelzebub built. Say that five times fast.
Okay, and with that, I believe we have another caller on the line. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, sir?
A scenario I would like to present to the audience. It's midnight. You get a knock on the door, you go to the door, and this man's standing there, and he says, I'm from the U.S. government. I wonder, Paul, how many would invite him in or slam the door and run for the closet?
I'm thinking you invite him in, then slam the door. But, yeah, you're right.
Put him in the closet.
Yeah, I mean, don't let him get out into the yard because he's going to get away. So, but you're right.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say you're right. I mean, the real deal is that they strike a lot of terror and fear in the American public, which should not be, in a free society in the first place.
Well, who trusts our government today? There's a great poll of it's beyond anything that you people have no confidence, but you don't dare trust them. I just got a deal from on my credit card, and I called about it. Oh no, we will call you. We won't send you anything. But if you get something from any part of the government, one, today I don't trust it, and two, how many people are running around naively out there saying, oh well, yeah, that's the government and they'll take care of us.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's
quite a few.
You know, slaves are well taken care of too. That doesn't mean they're free.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great Saturday.
All right. You too. Thanks
sir,
for calling in.
You bet.
You bet.
Okay. So, I think we go to a break, and then I got a couple other things that we want to touch after the break here on, things that haven't been covered by the mainstream. So go ahead, Bob.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567.
I'm probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Memorial Day is almost upon us. Come help us honor all of our veterans on May 31st, 7 p.m. by attending America's Game, baseball, at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s will open their season at 7 p.m. on May 31st. One half of the gate receipts will go to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Patriotic music, a color guard, and a special ceremony will take place before the game. So join us for an evening of family fun, baseball, and honoring our veterans. Colt 45 baseball at historic Tiger Field.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Gotta like that. Yeah, you almost want to just start dancing or something there. That's good stuff.
There's not enough room in here for that.
Probably not, but it's fun to talk about. So, the next article I have on the Benghazi subpoena is this is ISIS starts with Benghazi subpoenas. So evidently, what has happened is chairman of the House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee, Darrell Issa, has announced that he has issued a subpoena for ARB, that stands for the Accountability Review Board, for the report on Benghazi. He's issued a subpoena for the chairman of that, Thomas Pickering. And he's supposed to be, to appear for a deposition to answer for his report. So that's interesting, and that's coming up. And, now the next one here is disturbing. Now, this administration has been famous for watch this hand while I'm doing something over here that you can't see. All right. So I'm a little concerned that these guys have been, you know, on the stories. We've got three things coming at them at once, and maybe we need to overrun them with this. But I'm afraid what these guys are doing behind the scenes. You know, you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. And so I picked this story up in the Daily Sheeple. And this is from the dailysheeple.com. And it's titled, U.S. Suspends Constitution in Permanent War on Terror. Now, this is dated for today. And it says, two disturbing developments have occurred in the last couple days that have gone relatively unnoticed compared to the recent IRS AP and Benghazi scandals. The first one is, the Senate is debating an expansion of the already broad powers of the 2001 authorization to use military force so the U.S. can essentially engage any area in the world in the war on terror, including America. Which brings us to the second development. The Pentagon has recently granted itself police powers on American soil. So let me see if I get this straight. So now the military can be used on American soil, and the Pentagon just bypasses the Constitution, ignoring it? Interesting, because Assistant Secretary of Defense Michael Sheehan told Congress yesterday that the AUMF, which is the authorization to use military force, authorized the U.S. military to operate on a worldwide battlefield from Boston to Pakistan. Sheehan emphasized that the administration is authorized to put boots on the ground wherever the enemy chooses to base themselves, essentially ignoring the Declaration of War clause in the Constitution.
Really? And who gave her that authority?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? So, you know, what's happening here, you know, Senator Angus King said the interpretation of the AUMF is a nullity, I guess that's how you say it, I pronounce that well, to the Constitution because it ignores Congress' role to declare war. King called it the most astoundingly disturbing hearing he's been to in the Senate. Even ultra hawk John McCain agreed that the AUMF has gone way beyond its authority. This authority has grown way out of proportion and is no longer applicable to the conditions that prevailed, that motivated the United States to pass the authorization for the use of military force that we did in 2001, McCain said. Now, doesn't this sound familiar? Doesn't this sound like, oh yeah, we gotta have this, we gotta read what's in the bill, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. They passed the thing and it's always for the benefit of everybody's good. And guess what? Oh, we went too far because, yeah. Oh, we got rid of a bunch of things.
Oh, we forgot to read that.
Yeah, and the Constitution, that's just an outdated living document. You know, it doesn't protect anybody anyway, so what's the point? Now, do you know what protects the Constitution? Is us.
That is our job.
That's right. It's we the people. You know, you got the First Amendment to the Constitution, and then you got the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which protects the First. So it's our duty to start protecting the Constitution. It's not up to the guys in government to protect it. It's up to us by doing what is necessary to see that they start enforcing the Constitution instead of rewriting it. Now,
correct.
This concerns me because, you know, this authority seems, I mean, is the federal government out of control and do we trust it?
Well, they're out of control.
Do you trust them?
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, because this is a problem. It's hard to resist the conclusion that this war has no purpose other than its own eternal
you got so excited over there, you can't even say the word.
Perpetuation. Its own eternal perpetuation. This war, is not a means to an end, but an end. But to any end, but rather an end unto itself. In other words, what have we been doing for the last 10 or 15 years or what? We perpetual wars that never seem to end. We never seem to lose. We never seem to win. We just seem to lose a lot of guys and they come home with missing limbs and missing legs.
And wars that are declared without Congress's approval too.
Yeah, just, and all in the name of, the threat of terrorism. And that is the single greatest cause of that threat. So I think the single greatest threat to our liberty is our own government up there taking away our rights under the Constitution, whether it's the freedom of speech with this IRS debacle, whether it's the Benghazi thing, you know, hiding secrecy. These guys, in my opinion, need to be tried as and convicted of treason and sent to the gallows.
I agree.
So.
And it's time that people realize that.
Yeah, this is serious.
Yeah, and like I said before, it's across a lot of different levels. They are so deep with their corruption that you can't single out one item.
So, to go on to this article, a self-perpetuating permanent war against a shadowy, undefined enemy appears to be the future of the American foreign policy. How convenient for the war machine and the tyrants who claim surveillance is safety. But perhaps the most disturbing of all of this is the military's authority to police American streets as if it was in civil war. For all of those still in denial that America is a militarized police state, this should be the ultimate cure to your delusion. Now, that's an interesting article, and that seems to be pretty important because, you know, they are bypassing the Posse Comitatus Act if they do this. They've already got the power to do this, folks. And this is what the left hand is doing while the right hand's doing something else with these guys.
Yes, and we know they're very good at it.
Yeah. So
they don't stop.
They don't stop. And I ain't buying the, you know, this, I'm outraged that they would, I'm outraged that they would take away the rights of any one particular group of people. Really? Come on. You know, you guys believe that garbage, that crap they're shoveling? So, just my opinion. But, you know, what do you,
well,
I don't know.
Either that by outraged, he means outraged that they got caught.
Outraged that they got caught. Yeah,
we thought we had a little bit more time before you guys caught us.
Yeah, it's the art of illusion. These guys are the master manipulators. I'm so outraged that we targeted somebody that we really didn't target, and it wasn't really bipartisan, and it wasn't really a targeting thing, you see. It was just bad policy down at the IRS. They're just a lousy organization and very incompetent, and nobody at the top knows anything about any of these things that are being implemented, and it's just all one big coincidence.
And who appointed them?
The first guy was appointed by Bush. That makes it bad. Really?
Got Bob on that one.
Yeah, it's like Bush bad. Yeah. You know, you sound like Oscar in the garbage can out in front of Sesame Street.
Well, when all else fails, go back to the Bush card.
Yeah, or the race card. You don't like me because I'm black. It doesn't matter if I'm taking over the world. I'm black. So you must be racist.
Right.
But I'm hearing this yesterday on the news. It just struck me. It's like, do you people have any perception of how stupid you sound when you're up there insisting that there was no partisanship involved on this deal?
Yeah.
I mean, don't insult our intelligence. Come on.
Totally agree. I mean, you can't make them unstupid, I guess.
Yeah, that's, what was that? What was that quote that we had from Albert Einstein? There's no vaccine for stupid. And it's true. I mean, look at Jay Carney, man. What a job. Can you imagine having that job? I got everything. I got to go up in front of the press every single day and lie about everything I say. And I got to do it convincingly. And it's getting tougher and tougher to be convincing. I think we're getting run out of time here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Okay. Anyway, let's see. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. We'll do it again next Saturday at 8, Sovereign Minds, here on AM 1460, where the Kurt Largent Show featuring Ruth Angel is next. This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Hank Weinblum. Passengers are saying it's a miracle no one was killed in Friday's collision of two commuter trains in Fairfield, Connecticut, but 70 people were hurt. Train service between New York and Boston disrupted, and not just today.
I think this is going to be with us for a number of days.
Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, 3 of the injuries are critical. Heading for a record jackpot tonight's Powerball lottery drawing. It's already at $600 million and growing as folks in Texas and 42 other states buy tickets.
At Lucky Rudy's Stop and Shop in Rosenberg, a high jackpot means business is bustling. It's what brings in Charles and Mildene York.
Use it the right way. That's the proper way to do it. And if you keep the positive state of mind and do what you need to do, it'll work out right for you.
But what to do with more than $500 million? Most people we asked actually said it's too much money, and they'd be happy to give some of it away.
Nancy Zambrano with Fox TV station KRIV in Rosenberg texts.